One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Paul and Mother Barber up in Paul's studio.
Paul, has your father said anything to you about Jack?
No, Mom. Why?
I don't think Jack and Betty are very happy lately.
Oh? What's wrong?
I don't know, but I'm worried about them.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Don't you find that sometimes at bedtime, something you've eaten is causing your stomach to feel upset? Uncomfortable with acid indigestion? Well, there's no need to let this common ailment rob you of a good night's sleep. Just remember to take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. That's right. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water and drink this before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer will relieve that uncomfortable feeling in your stomach so you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. That's a real tip, friends, so remember it, won't you? Take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores. Chapter 5, Book 79. The family home in Sea Cliff, San Francisco has settled back into its customary routine now that Paul's adopted daughter, Teddy, has become Mrs. Elwood Giddings and has moved to San Rafael with her husband. Yes, tonight began as many another night has begun. After dinner, Mother and Father Barber went to their accustomed chairs in the library. Then Clifford came in to take his place with the evening paper. Paul joined them for a few minutes, and then he excused himself and made his way to his studio at the top of the house. And thus began a routine evening. Now it's 10 o'clock, and Mother Barber comes upstairs. But she doesn't go into her bedroom. Instead, she moves on down the hall and goes up the next flight of stairs, which lead to Paul's studio. She pauses at the landing outside his door, sees that his light is burning, and knocks.
Come in.
Busy, Paul?
Oh, not at all, Mom. Got a reserved seat for you right over there. Ah, how's that? You be comfortable here?
Yes, this is fine.
Good. Well, it's a little late for you to be coming all the way up here. It's about your bedtime, isn't it?
Just about. I'm only going to stay a minute.
Well, I didn't mean it that way. I should have said this is a very pleasant surprise, which it is. Dad gone to bed?
No, he and Clifford are still downstairs talking. Paul, has your father said anything to you about Jack?
No, why?
I don't think Jack and Betty are very happy lately.
Oh, what's wrong?
That's just it. I don't know. Do you realize it's just been days since Jack's dropped in over here?
Or maybe he's been too busy.
It's more than that, Paul. Something has happened down at the office. That's what I think.
Why?
Well, Judge Hunter was here the other night, and I'm sure he told your father something about Jack. I can't imagine where it could be, but it has me worried.
Hmm. I wonder why Dad wouldn't want to tell you about it.
That's what irritates me so. If I knew what was going on, I might be able to help in some way.
What about Betty? Hasn't she been around either?
Oh, yes, she comes and weighs herself on my bathroom scales nearly every day. Poor girl, dieting and all sorts of things.
Huh? What's she dieting for? Nothing wrong with her figure.
That's why I say there's trouble. No woman starts in dieting and worrying about her looks unless she's afraid she's not attractive to someone.
Look here, you don't think it's that serious that Betty feels Jack doesn't love her anymore? That's ridiculous.
Well, if you were around Betty for a while, you wouldn't think it was so ridiculous. Breaks my heart to see how unsure of herself she seems.
Yeah, nothing worse than feeling you're not loved or wanted. Of course, if it's true that Jack has had difficulty at the office, that may be at the bottom of the whole business.
How?
Well, if Jack is carrying something around inside him, some kind of burden, he's probably going through a tough period and he might be inclined to take it out on Betty, not meaning to at all. And she might read all sorts of things into his actions, that she was no longer attractive and she wasn't loved. You know, that sort of thing happens, and at the root of it you come to find out it's nothing but misunderstanding.
Why don't you go and have a talk with Jack?
Well, it isn't my place, Mom. If Jack wanted to talk about it, he'd come to me. Besides, this is all conjecture. We haven't any facts to go on. In fact, that's your big complaint, that you don't know anything.
Oh, Paul, you're always so logical.
Dull, isn't it? Let me see if I can't think of something scintillating. Read any good books lately? How do you like that for an opening gambit?
Well, I feel better. You've done that for me, at least.
Well, if I've done that... Yeah, come in.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, Clifford?
Come on in.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just a message bearer, so to speak.
I know. Your father wants me to come to bed.
Oh, you've hit the nail right on the head, Mom. The master of the house has just repaired to his bedroom and requests your presence there.
All right. He couldn't possibly get into bed unless I was there to turn it down for him.
Would you like me to escort you down yon flight, madam?
I think I can manage that.
Don't rush off, Cliff.
Good night.
Night, Mom.
Night, Mom.
Well, sit down.
Sure you don't want to turn in?
I'll kick you out when I do.
Oh, fine thing. Kind of lonesome up here since Teddy moved out, isn't it?
I miss her, all right.
Like old times having her up here with you at the top of the house?
Mm-hmm. After she'd been here a while, didn't seem like she'd ever been away.
Well, she's gone for good now. How does it feel to have a daughter get married, anyway? Must be strange to have a person around and then all of a sudden have her just sort of disappear into another life. It strike you that way?
A little bit.
Hard to imagine Teddy living over there in San Rafael. Entirely different world, in a way.
Well, actually, though, it isn't so different. She still drives into San Francisco every day to work.
Yeah.
You know, that little car Dad bought her was a blessing. Been rugged getting into Letterman Hospital from San Rafael on the bus.
I bet Elwood will be glad when she's out of the Army. She can be with him all the time. That poor guy. Over there filling teeth for all he's worth. He'll probably end up mayor of the town. Wouldn't that be something? You think Teddy will be satisfied to settle down in a small town like that and live there the rest of her life?
Well, a lot of happy people living in small towns, Cliff.
Oh, sure. Marriages probably last longer in them, too. Maybe that's what I ought to do. Move to some little place.
Oh, that's an idle dream if I ever heard one. Oh.
Well, okay, I can take a hint.
I didn't say anything.
I'm talking about that yawn.
Oh.
That was more eloquent than words. Oh. You got me sleepy now. Well, Clipper's going to hit the sheets. See you tomorrow, Paul.
Okay, Cliff.
Night.
Night.
Well, you look who's coming up your stairs. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, don't tell me that's Teddy.
Hello, Paul.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, really?
Well, this is a surprise.
Oh, I just got through at the hospital. I decided it was too late to drive all the way back to San Rafael.
You got your little bag there? I thought for a second you'd left Elwood and you were coming home to Papa.
Well, come on in. Let's not stand here at the top of the stairs.
Okay. Be all right if I sleep in my old room tonight?
There's nobody in there. Miss Paul's been keeping something from us.
Come on in, Teddy. You want to come in for a while, Cliff?
No, I'll see you tomorrow. Night, Teddy.
Night, Cliff.
Good to see you, honey.
Thank you.
Well, Teddy, this is quite a surprise. Here, let me take that bag.
Oh, I'll just put it over here. I want to sit down for a second. Oh.
So you just got through at the hospital?
Mm-hmm. I called Elwood and told him I felt so tired that I'd come on home and spend the night.
Home?
Yes, that I was coming here.
Oh.
Well, what did you think I meant?
Nothing, but your home is in San Rafael, Teddy.
Well, Paul, what's the matter with you?
Why?
Well, you act so reserved and sort of funny. You don't seem a bit glad to see me.
Well, you did take me a bit by surprise, you know.
Well, you mean I should have called first and asked if it would be all right? Well, it never entered my head that it wouldn't be okay to come and spend the night in my own room. Was that it? You put out because I didn't call?
No.
Well, what is it, then? It's something, I can tell.
Teddy, when you left San Rafael today, when you left home...
Oh, Paul, I'm too tired to be lectured to tonight.
Just let me get something straight. I started to ask you a question.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
When you left San Rafael today, did you intend to go back there tonight?
Of course. I told you I felt so tired.
Yes, I know. And Elwood was expecting you?
Well, I called him from the hospital, Paul, and told him I was coming here. I explained that to you.
What have you got in that bag there?
Well, my nightgown and a few little... What do you mean?
I mean, it looks to me as if you had no intention of going back to San Rafael tonight. If you came away from there prepared to spend the night here.
Well, is that so awful? I knew I was going to work late. Gosh, Paul, you're making me feel as though I'm not welcome.
You know that isn't the case. I'm just thinking about your husband.
Well, Elwood understood when I talked to him.
Supposing he'd said no, that he wanted you to come back there. Would you have gone?
But that would have been so unreasonable. He wouldn't have done that when I felt so tired.
Just a minute. How much difference in actual time is there in driving from Letterman up here and driving to San Rafael?
I don't know. I've never timed it.
My guess would be the difference would be about half an hour, 45 minutes to the outside, huh?
About that, I suppose. But that's a long time when you're tired.
The whole point is, Teddy, you didn't want to go back to San Rafael tonight. And don't you suppose Elwood knows that? He's no fool. What I've been saying to you has undoubtedly been going through his mind, too. So what is he to think? That his wife prefers to go back to her father rather than come home to her husband? How can he escape coming to that conclusion?
Oh, Paul, you're being downright wretched to me.
I think I'm just being truthful, Teddy. Try to put yourself in Elwood's place. Yeah, you've actually lived together now for, well, it's a matter of a few days, huh? And the very first opportunity you get, you spend the night away from him.
I just don't understand you. It's natural for a girl to want to come back to her family once in a while. Besides, you don't realize what a cold, miserable, depressing place that is over there.
Maybe it is. And I can imagine it's pretty lonely there tonight for Elwood.
All you seem to care about is Elwood.
Do you want to make a success of this marriage?
Of course I do.
Well, this is a good time to start working at it, then.
But, Paul, what do you want me to do?
I want you to go down and get in your car and drive to San Rafael to your husband.
Tonight?
Tonight. Right now. You're not going to wreck this marriage before you've even given it a chance.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. What to do about the misery of a cold? Well, if you feel a cold coming on, or if someone in your family has one, you'll be interested to know that more and more folks are discovering Tabsin is the answer.
Yes, that's right. At least it is for me. The last time I felt a cold coming on, I started taking Tabsin right away, just like the directions say to do. My nose and head felt better in just a little while.
The sneezing and sniffling were checked?
Oh, yes, and it was such a relief. My eyes were watering, too. My head ached, and I felt feverish. I just can't tell you how much better I felt after I took Tabsin. I always keep it on hand now.
That's wise. And friends, I hope you'll remember and try Tabsin. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. You'll find Tabsin does more for you. That it is a better formula for relief of discomforts of a cold than an antihistamine alone, because it is a combination of an effective antihistamine and other relief-giving agents. Be sure you ask for it by name. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Hey, Paul, where you been?
Putting Teddy in her car.
I thought she was going to stay here tonight.
No, she's going back to San Rafael. She decided she ought to be with her husband.
That's not a bad decision. I hope she sticks with it.
Remember, friends, if you feel discomfort of a cold coming on, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Nicolette consoles Betty. Chapter 6, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.